of the regions of, let's say, in hosting country of Jordan and Lebanon, there are sometimes refugees camps, temporary refugee camps, in regions that are still hot and they are still controlled by. There are sometimes refugees camps, temporary refugee camps, in regions that are still hot and they are still controlled by different fighting militias, and in these cases, fossil fuel and diesel is a military commodity as well. The different fighting militias, and in these cases, fossil fuel and diesel is a military commodity as well, and that would cause high tension and aggression from the militias on the local refugee community, who are the most vulnerable, and that would cause high tension and aggression from the militias on the local refugee community, who are the most vulnerable part, because this diesel is highly militarized and it cannot be used for conventional generators.
And you were telling me that even if. And you were telling me that even in besieged areas of Syria, you can find solar panels,
Yeah,
apparently.
in some area, this was in many cases.
Even in besieged areas of Syria, you can find solar panels,
Yeah,
apparently.
in some area, this was in many cases, there were solar panels, either from before the besiegers, there were some available, or somehow they were like other ways. There were solar panels, either from before the besiegers, there were some available, or somehow they were like other way in. So when sometimes we talk about green energy, it's not an alternative, but sometimes in many cases. In Syrian conflict, they were the only